Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump has signed two executive actions designed to enhance U.S. security, the more far-reaching of which restricts any Syrian refugees from entering the United States for an indefinite period of time. Friday's executive order, titled Protecting the Nation from Foreign Terrorist Entry into the United States, calls for suspension of visas and other immigration benefits to citizens of countries of particular concern.
I'm establishing new vetting measures to keep radical Islamic terrorists out of the United States of America. We don't want them here. We want to ensure that we are not admitting into our country the very threats our soldiers are fighting overseas.
President Trump met with British Prime Minister Theresa May at the White House, then spoke with reporters at a joint news conference.
After his first White House meeting with the world leader,
this is our first visit, so great honor.
President Donald Trump said he hopes to develop good relations with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
I don't know the gentleman. I hope we have a fantastic relationship. That's possible, and it's also possible that we won't.
During a joint briefing with British Prime Minister Theresa May, Trump said it's too early to determine whether to lift sanctions on Russia for backing separatists in eastern Ukraine and annexing Crimea. Russians' actions raise tensions with NATO, which Trump has criticized as obsolete. But May said both reaffirmed their support for the alliance.
We're united in our recognition of NATO as the bulwark of our collective defense.
While the two acknowledged their differences, they also renewed what Trump called their nation's special relationship. Mary Alice Salinas, VOA News, the White House.
And this is VOA News.